What if you made one of the world's greatest discoveries about the nature of the universe using an unimaginably complex piece of machinery and radically advanced mathematics to detect and possibly confirm one of the most important theories in physics and cosmology? What if you could basically say, Big Bang, been there, done that.
Pizza dates back to the 16th century, while the first elevator was not installed until 1852. That means that for over 300 years, people carried pizzas upstairs. Be part of that proud tradition.
Well, popular TV shows notwithstanding, what if you did all that, and virtually no one on planet Earth could even remotely fathom what you were talking about? Poor Einstein had this problem a century ago over the theory of relativity. You show up, you start talking high-energy physics, Higgs bosons, and superstring theory, standard model, and the room just quiets right down. At least Einstein had a violin he could play. This is the predicament for the violinless team of physicists over at CERN, the massive particle accelerator supercollider in Europe, which has been making headlines for the past 2 years on the cutting edge of physics. And so the scientists created a little party favor to help explain the physics behind their earth-shattering success. Kind of a conversation starter. They self-produced a movie, Decay. It's a 75-minute sci-fi romp through particle physics.
So I was right about Higgs radiation.
What?
Higgs killed them all.
Killed who? They're not dead.
Yes, they are. It's killed everything except the brainstem. There's nothing left of them. The radiation damage might stop it after a while, but for now they're just animals.
Radiation damage. Zombies. Call it using a zombie storyline to get people excited about particle physics. Joining us now is Burton DeWild, former PhD student conducting research at CERN, and the co-producer, director of photography, and editor of Decay. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what was the perceived need here to produce this 75-minute film that's kind of an explainer, but more of a welcome-to-the-physics-party kind of film?
I think no need. It was really an adventure. An idea was conceived and, I think more amazingly, followed through for about 2 years. It started as a lark, but it then became something much more ambitious.
Do you have problems explaining the work that you do at CERN to the lay population? Do you wish there was more of a fluency in physics about things like radiation and Higgs bosons?
All the time. I mean, people are interested. You could see it in their eyes until you get into the details. And then you quickly try to explain mathematical formulas in words, and it doesn't go so well. This movie was very much an introduction to particle physics, but not trying to teach real science.
And the people at CERN, are they down with this idea? They didn't stop you, but they haven't exactly, you know, opened a movie studio there in the cow pastures on top of CERN.
Well, this was just a student project, always was. And to be honest, some of the European tabloids have tried to spin up a scandal. And I guess that means we've really made it.
Yes.
The tabloid's trying to take you down. But there was no scandal. It was just a student film, and we took great pains to follow the rules. We were concerned for a very long time that CERN wouldn't see the humor in what we were doing. We're sending up all sorts of misconceptions about physics and physicists. But I think in the end, CERN recognized that any time you start a conversation about physics or particle physics or engaged a general audience on this topic, there's possibility for a learning experience.
Now, have you seen this film screened for actual audiences? I mean, you wonder if maybe it needs a laugh track because why it's funny to you might not be funny to everyone unless they get it. You know what I mean?
Well, the film works on two levels, happily. One is, in many ways, a giant wink at a knowing audience. We drop all sorts of mad scientist cliches. There are lab coats where there really shouldn't be lab coats. And for anybody who knows these things already, it could be very humorous.
So you got some inside jokes, all right. And for the outsiders, what do you got for them?
It's a science fiction horror film. And by all accounts, it's pretty scary.
So I shouldn't worry about the Higgs boson, or I should worry about the Higgs boson after I see this film?
No need for worry. The Higgs is a fundamental particle of the universe. It's everywhere. If it had the power to turn people into zombies, it probably would have done so long ago.
You know, a lot of scientists who I know who talk about popularizing science and lay treatments of science in books and even in like children's programming, you know, get really annoyed at a sort of spoon-feeding approach where it's so dumbed down that it's pointless and useless. Are you worried about that sort of criticism?
Well, all of the science in the film is willfully, consciously bad science. We've seen enough films, as you've mentioned, where the science is dumbed down or horribly wrong, but we did so deliberately, and that's kind of a wink at the audience who knows the real science. But we also wanted to take all of these misconceptions, all of this bad science, to a thoroughly ridiculous place.
So this isn't so much about physics as it is about the comic hijinks of people who just don't understand physics.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, the film is steeped in particle physics. I mean, it was written and produced and starring physicists. So even though we're trafficking in cliches and misconceptions about by the public, I think our characters and the world that they inhabit has a certain humanity and three-dimensionality that you oftentimes don't get in Hollywood because we're in the know.
Any sense of this hitting an audience, finding a chord, going viral, all those sort of metrics that you physicists love?
Yes. We're blown away by the reception. We have had over 200,000 views on YouTube, which, okay, in the age of Justin Bieber and Gangnam Style, like, that's nothing. But for us, that's enormous. And the reception, the response has been very positive.
So let me get this right. Gangnam Style, Justin Bieber, those are quasars. And what you've done here is more of a sun, you know, regular sun.
Yeah, and we're basking in its glow. We love it.
Excellent. All right, well, congratulations, Burton DeWile.
Thank you so
What's
much.
What's next for you?
Well,
Filmmaking-wise.
Well, there have been lots of jokes about this, but if we were to do anything, it'd be a trilogy. Alpha Decay, Beta Decay, and Gamma Decay. A joke, unless we found some sort of American lab sponsor, maybe.
Searching for money, just like a filmmaker. Burton DeWild, CERN researcher and co-producer, director of photography, and editor of Decay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.